what if you were identifying somebody else, say a man, without using his name, you might say
it's him.
Okay, and a woman?
Her, it's her.
And several people?
It's them. Okay. Of course, now the correct way is not the way I just said it, but that's the way I'd say it.
Okay. What do you consider the correct way?
Well, it'd be I, he, they.
Female?
She.
Comparing how tall you are, you might say that so-and-so is not as tall.
Not as tall as I am.
Okay. Or the other way around, I'm not as tall.
As he is.
Okay. And comparing how well you can do something, you might say that he can do it better.
He can do it better than I can.
Okay. Say if you were running and after 2 miles just had to stop, that was it. You'd say that 2 miles is
the furthest I can go, or as far as I can go.
Talking about possessing things, if something belongs to me, you'd say that's...
yours.
Okay. If it belongs to both of us, you'd say it's...
it's ours.
If it belongs to them...
theirs.
If it belongs to him...
his.
Belongs to her...
hers.
Say if a lot of people have been overseas and about to leave, you might be talking to all of them at the same time and ask them, well, when are you coming again?
When are y'all coming back again?
Yeah. What about talking about a group of people owning something together, like say a car? You look outside and the lights are on. You might turn to them and say, "Well,
is that y'all's car?"
Okay, is that what?
Is that y'all's car?
yeah. Say if I'd gone somewhere and you didn't, there were a bunch of people there and you were asking about them later on. You might ask, "Well, was there?"
Who all was there?
And say if I'd been somewhere and somebody had given a speech and you weren't there, asking about what he said, you might say, well, did he say?
What all did he say?
And going back to all for a minute, the possessive there, talking about the children that belong to more than one family, if you're asking about them, you might say, well, children are they?
Who all's children are they? Whose children are they?
Say something like, if nobody will look after them, they've got to look after
themselves.
And if nobody will do it for him, he has to do it
for himself.
The stuff that that you bake in loaves, you call it
bread.
Different types.
Yeah, you got. Of course, you got homemade bread. You got store-bought bread. Biscuits, rolls, French bread, Italian bread.
You want to run through those one more time?
Rolls, biscuits, French bread, Italian bread.
Okay. All right. What about these things that you make in the pan that's got little these recessed containers, you know? You might make a... yeah, you pour the stuff in, like so. Not biscuits. Pan that's got little kind of cups in it. You know?
Oh, muffins.
Yeah.
Corn muffins or, yeah.
What about this thing that you make out of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
Yeah. When you think of cornbread, what do you think of?
Well, I tell you now, I cook my cornbread one of two ways. You can cook it in the oven. Meal, cornmeal, milk. You can either use buttermilk or sweet milk, a little water, eggs, and a little bit of grease, and cook it in the oven. It's cornbread. Mm-hmm. And then I cook it on top of the oven on the electric eye too. Mm-hmm. And it looks the same, but you call that corn pone. Mm-hmm.